You're listening to SBS News.
Cultural guide Keir Both remembers what he calls a breakthrough when helping one family at court with a youth offender. In the case, he says the parents were anxious and the teenager involved wasn't speaking to them.
And it was a really shock for them, and they were disturbed by that habit. Although we understand there is a barrier of privacy here, and in some way we managed to contact with the lawyers and tell him that at least you have to give information for the family.
Although the Sudanese crime rate is relatively low in Victoria, cultural guide Kul Deng agrees there is a problem with the way the community handles it.
And that is culturally, we have fear. They fear because of the cultural background. We don't expose anything because everything is a secret. If there's any case, it must be solved at the level of the community.
Recent Victorian data shows Sudanese and South Sudanese-born people only represent 1.5% of alleged offenders over the past 5 years. Mr. Deng says learning to be a cultural guide is historic for the Australian Sudanese community, and there is a strong focus on children.
We want to bring them back, put them in community, to feed in community, to serve their people. They are the leaders of tomorrow.
The community organisation Court Network says the Children's Court also identified a need to improve the Sudanese community's knowledge of the justice system. Executive Director Maya Adebevich says there can be misunderstandings between cultures, and the program is hoping to overcome that.
Members of Sudanese community came here as refugees. There are a lot of traumatic experiences during that pre-migration and migration journey. Obviously a lot of settlement issues as well. Some members of the community are quite disadvantaged, experienced a lot of racism and discrimination.
She says the model is based on informing and educating court users so cultural guides can explain the court process, legal issues and outcomes.
We're again dealing with a community that had previously in their country of origin probably a very different justice system, a lot of fear of authority is also present there. Yeah. So providing all of that information, educating them about that is quite empowering.
Since the pilot project started last month, more than 60 Sudanese and South Sudanese community members have been supported so far. John Garang Khan from the Centre for Multicultural Youth says having more culturally oriented staff will provide much needed extra support.
Although the crime rate would be low, we need to reduce it so that we don't see any young person and their families involved in whatever that's happening. They use crimes and all this.
It's hoped the program can be expanded to support other marginalised groups at court, including people living with a disability, a mental health condition, and the LGBTIQ+ community. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.